How's it going, guys? Kenny here. And just as a reminder, this is not a family-friendly podcast, so be responsible when you're playing me around your kids. Secondly, if you really love this podcast and you want to donate to it, go to the details of this episode. Within the details, you will find the link. That link will bring you straight to my Anchor account. And there you will be presented with three options for supporting this podcast. You can support this podcast with a low subscription payment of $1 a month. All right? Thank you so much for those who have donated. All the money goes right back into the production of this podcast as well as charity. All right, folks, sit back, kick your feet up, take your notepad out, because it's time for another real discussion. Hey, guys, it's your boy Kenny. We're here again for another real talk and real discussion. We're talking race today. Moving off a little bit off of politics. There's so much stuff going on in the politics world right now. The most recent thing I could just give you guys as a little preamble is I think Donald Trump has been tweeting about releasing, like, fucking, basically releasing detained immigrants into large sanctuary cities as a part of a ploy to prove his point. I don't know what the point he's trying to prove, but I guess he's proving the point that he's really a moron, but whatever with that. I want to just talk a little bit about today. We're going to talk about a little bit about race. We're going to talk about basically white privilege. I think I've mentioned this before on my previous episodes, but I never really did a full-on episode about it. And I just really, you know, I just had these thoughts as I'm sitting here studying. I just had thoughts about, like, my experiences here in Plattsburgh and my experiences in just overall life with white people. Now, let me disclaimer and PSA, I do not hate white people, okay? I love all people who are respectful to me and my beliefs, and I try to respect everyone's beliefs. I do not hate white people. I'm going to talk, and when I speak, just to be clear, I am obviously do not know all 67% of white people in America. So I'm definitely not speaking in general terms, but I just don't think I have to say some majority. You guys know, like, clearly common sense, I don't know every white person, so I cannot generalize every white person. Okay, so there might be times where I slip and just say white people. I'm not talking about all, because there's a lot of great, I've met a lot of great white people in my life. Some of them very influential. Some of them are like my close friends. Some of them are in my wedding. I don't really necessarily have any issues with white people. You know, I think I've had, especially being in an interracial relationship, I think I have a PhD in race and a PhD in racism, honestly. I've been on the receiving end of racism from all directions, from whites and black people, because I'm in an interracial relationship. More on that later. So basically, let's talk about white privilege. So a lot of the arguments on the right, primarily from people like Shapiro, Charlie Kirk, Steven Crowder, all these people who want to, like, basically are defending those people, those white people who essentially don't feel like they're not privileged. And always the argument or the statement that always comes up, I'm poor, how am I privileged? And for some reason, the talking point around the privilege discussion of white privilege has to always circles around money and finances and socioeconomic status. And I just feel like, personally, in my experience, I think there's arguments that refute that, but I personally dismiss the whole socioeconomics standpoint of it. And I usually just focus on the perception of the white man versus the black man, the white woman versus the black woman. And there is a plethora, cornucopia of examples in the media, examples in Hollywood. Hollywood is extremely racist, and so is the media. There's all these examples that I could bring up. So I'm gonna stick to a few, because this is a really short little snippet. I don't got time, a whole bunch of time for you, and usually don't. When it comes to the race talk, it's more of like It's just more of a real, unscripted, and how I feel about it. And if you feel any type of way about this and you just want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me at realtalkwithken1@gmail.com. That's realtalkwithken, all lowercase, all one word, and the number one at gmail.com. You could also find me at realtalkwithken, Snapchat. You could also find me on Twitter at RTW. That's capital R, capital T, capital W, Ken, K-E-N, at on Twitter, as well as on Facebook. All right, so white privilege, right? So we're talking about, like I said, the people on the right always make it about finances and make it about, privilege. So let's talk about the term privilege. Let's remove race from it. Privilege just means what? Privilege means that you are shielded from certain things. You are afforded certain things, and you are shielded from certain things. You are afforded the ability to not experience certain things. Like, for example, I'm in nursing school. I'm working hard. I'm trying to get my real estate business going with my wife. My children, whatever, when my wife and I procreate, our children are going to be privileged, right? Okay, just we're removing race from it completely. Okay, we're removing race from it completely. Our children are going to be privileged individuals financially because of they are going to be the beneficiaries of me and my wife's hard work. They didn't ask for it. It is what it is. It's our choice. They didn't ask to be born. They didn't ask to receive the privilege of being financially secure and not having to worry about their next meal or go out and join a gang or do anything crazy to survive. They will be completely taken care of because as a man, I want to take care of my kids. You see what I'm saying? So there you have it. That is the financial privilege. So, financially privileged. They are going to be raised as privileged children because they're never going to have to want. They're never going to have to worry. You know, they might have their own, you know, internal issues as they grow up and they develop, but they're never going to have to worry about being broke or having issues as they develop through their years. Okay, so we can accept I'm going to make a point here. So we accept that some people are born privileged and raised privileged, right? That's one privilege that people in America and white people in particular accept. Because we accept that there is poor people that are not as privileged who were raised not as privileged, and then there's people in the middle class, and then there's people in the super rich elite who have been privileged, and not only privileged, but they've over exceeded privilege where they just been pampered their entire lives. We accept that, right? Stick with me here. Okay, so one, I know as a male that I am more privileged than females, right? Because the data shows that I get paid more. That's why there's a whole women's rights movement and women's march, and I know that the reasoning behind that, the business owner's reasoning is because I'm not going to take days off. I'm more apt to work late. I'm not going to get paternity leave because I don't make babies. You know, that's their reasoning. I don't agree with it. I think it's heinous. I think women should be equally paid as men. Having said that, these are the facts. This is what we are presented in our society. But once again, we accept that privilege. We have movements that drive. We have movements that are, you know, driven on the fact that this is an injustice, that this is wrong. I mean, Gillette made a whole commercial about male, you know, toxic masculinity and how this is a male-first society. Okay, I'll go again. I'll give you another example. As a male who is straight, I am privileged, okay? I am privileged because, like, my friends who are, you know, part of the LGBT community, when I talk to them some of the trials and tribulations that they have to go to as gay men or straight women gay men, you know, when I walk down the street, no one's screaming out their car, faggot, or I'm not being denied a job for, like, in the sense of Chick-fil-A because of me being gay, or if I, you know, being straight, sorry, for me being straight. I'm not
nobody looks at me weird if I have if one day I have a sore throat and my voice changes or something like that. No one's treating me any different because I am a straight male, because that's what the accepted being male and being straight is, the accepted social construct. Okay, but we still have LGBTQ movements, and we accept that as a privilege. Male, straight, privilege, and financial privilege, we accept that. That's another privilege that we accept. Okay, so, and then with those other privileges, there's data, there is articles upon articles of things that can prove that privilege, okay? That proves that is a privilege that straight males have. The one privilege that we do not accept, well, I would not even say do not accept, I said what white people, most of them, don't accept is white privilege. And there is, like I said, a plethora of information that shows statistically that black people were, our socioeconomic environment was altered by law, which already gives you a leg up, but gives whites a leg up already. When it comes to, like, you know, FHA hat redlining, you know, the whole thing. Even Ben Shapiro agreed that those things were inarguable that happened to black people. Our perception of black people, the perception of black people have been altered through the media. The term black, and I even said this in one of my other episodes, the term black is naturally associated with a negative connotation. You see where I'm getting at here? There is countless of studies. In fact, there was one study that was actually made into a documentary that said black names versus white names. And they did a study that where they had the same socioeconomic standard, the same when it comes to job applications. They had the same qualification with the same qualifications, went to the same school. This is how they controlled the study. Okay. They sent out over 800 applications to the same job. And then basically, the person was, the only thing that was different about two applications, that one had a whitish sounding name, and another application had a more black, like Daquan, Davon, Dejan kind of sounding name. And what they found was that the white names got called back and offers for jobs, and the black names almost little to none. And they had the same qualifications, same experience, same level of experience, same. They even took it further. There was another study that where it showed that black when applications for loans, okay, same credit score, they adjusted for all these controls, same credit score, same everything, just different names, just the name sounded blackish, okay, because the name sounded blackish, all the black sounding names got less approval, and all the white sounding names got more of approval. How is that not white privilege? How is that not proved that this white privilege exists? And let me tell you, white folks, and I've said this multiple times to all my white friends, when I say you have white privilege, it's not to make you feel bad. And if you feel bad, that's due to your own white insecurities or your own personal insecurity. Because nobody feels bad when I say straight privilege. If I said I have straight privilege, I don't feel bad. It's just a fact. Or male privilege. It's a fact. It's the way things are in our society, in our social construct. I don't feel bad. Kenny, you got male privilege, man. Yeah, I do, man. Women get treated like shit in America. I get it. It's a fact, bro. It's a fact. But the minute you tell a white person you have white privilege, what do you fucking mean? You get all upset. And it's not all white people. It's not all white people. Let's be honest. I've met some people that say, you know what? It is true. Blacks are not treated the same as whites in America. It's not. And truthfully, historically, it has not been that way. It's never been that way. It's not to bitch and moan and complain. It's just a fact of life. And it's to educate you so that you as the white person could do something about it. Be an ally. Be a white ally. Be somebody that cares about every. You say you care about every person. You say you don't see color, which I think is a ridiculous statement. But you don't say you don't see color. But okay, then step up to the plate. When you see an injustice happening, step up to the plate. accepted the fact that you have this privilege. You didn't ask for it. Nobody asked you to be born white. I know you didn't ask to be born white. I know there's some white people that wish they were born black because they're so immersed in love black culture. I get it. But nobody, we understand you didn't ask to be white. You didn't ask for your white mom to marry your white dad and have sex, and then here you are. You didn't ask for that. There's a lot of privileges that I didn't ask. I didn't ask to have male privilege. I want women to have the same rights that I have. I want, nobody's telling me what to do with my scrotum to if I wanted, or, you know, or telling me what to do with my body. You know, I feel like women should have the same right. No one should tell, the government shouldn't tell women what they should do with their body. I wish everything was equal. I wish there was no such thing as white privilege, but it is. So, and the more we sweep it under the rug, the more you pretend and you tell yourself these things in your mind that they don't exist, you're not helping the problem. You're part of the problem. So, you know what I'm saying? You're not helping the situation. You're part of the situation. Sweeping it under the rug and sweeping all the dirt underneath the rug doesn't clean the place or doesn't clean the dust. It just piles up and piles up and piles up until somebody says, well, underneath this rug is filthy and you need to clear it out. Sweeping it under the rug, talking, bringing these things, having these conversations, these real discussions like all we're having right now, is part of the progress. But the minute you continue, and that's why I don't like Charlie Kirk, that's why I don't like Shapiro, and that's why I don't like Crowder, because they continue to pander to the white narrative of save me, I feel offended, or I can't handle this when they say this. You know, if they're pandering to your insecurities and your depravities, and they're saying that, your insecurities, like you feel like you can't handle this whole term of white privilege. Why do you think you're not privileged? You know, like that's the issue there, and that's why I don't like them. But rather than saying, you know what, this exists, I know I have it. I didn't ask for it. It does exist because I know that my interaction with the police, my interactions from the studies that Kenny talked about in Real Talk with Ken, the studies prove this. This is a real thing. It's real. It's happening. It's here. But I'm going to do my best to use whatever privilege I have to help the less fortunate. And it doesn't have to be just black people. It could be any person of color. Any person of color. But saying it doesn't exist just so that you feel better is not going to solve the problem. Saying it doesn't exist because it makes you feel uncomfortable is not going to solve the issue. Saying it doesn't exist is only going to infuriate black people like myself and the black base, because it's for years and years and years, black people have to support LGBTQ. We have to promote Muslim rights. We have to support all these other things and movements against the privilege, you know, that against the privilege of or they're not privileged. We have to support all these things. But when it's time for black people to say white privilege exists, help a brother out, it's not real. It's not this. Or they're offended. Stop being offended and listen. Stop being a snowflake, as most people would say, and listen. Listen to what we're saying here. No one's really talking about finances. We're talking about specifically the perception and how the perception has been distorted through the years, and how that perception gives you more of a leg up and gives me a leg down. It's basically simple. It happens. It exists. White privilege is a thing. It is. Stop. No one's trying to shame you. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just trying to let you realize that you have this privilege, and that's it. Accept it. It is what it is. If you don't like it, fight against it. Change the system. Change the social construct. Teach your kids. Educate yourself and others, like I do on this show. So I'm sorry if I offended anyone, but I have to have real discussions. This is the point of my show. Real, raw discussions. Tough pills to swallow. As a black man, being in the pro-black community, or thinking I'm being part of the pro-black community, I have to accept certain, I have to drink certain things. I have to swallow certain things. Okay. And swallow my pride and realize that certain things exist in my community, and I've had to do it for years, and it is. That's part of this show. It's real talk. It's not coded. It's not going to be sugar-coated. It's raw. It's authentic, and it's coming to a podcast and a radio near you, okay? So I hope you enjoyed the episode today. It was a really quick one. I'm going to be posting it today. I love each and every one of you. Hopefully I'll probably post another one talking about interracial relationships and my struggles of that. I have a video on my Facebook page about that. Years ago I made it. And basically want to bring it to you as a episode. So look forward to that. I'm also having some other episodes that I want to talk about, reparations, stuff like that. Delving right into the race talk, because I feel like we haven't really talked about race that much on this episode, on this podcast. Oh, we have, but not recently. I love each and every one of you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for letting me borrow your time. Peace.